Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for our live call-in show that was recorded this past Sunday night, August 30th, 2020. We take some great calls, as always. We talk about the Roll Your Own Halloween Party coming to the Magic Kingdom in September. Is this going to entice you? Does this excite you for a possible fall vacation? We also talk about what happened with Rise of the Resistance boarding groups this past Sunday, where Cloudflare went down, and so they couldn't use the app anymore to make the boarding groups. So what about that chaos? We also get a lot of great calls talking movies and more. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, we do this every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, so plan to join us next Sunday night on YouTube or Facebook. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to support the show during these slower times in travel and get some extra content as well, become a patron. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show, where we all get together as a podcast community to talk about the Disney news of the week. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from the Be Our Guest Podcast. Check out our great website over at brguestpodcast.com. We don't talk about that very often, but it is a nice place. First of all, you can make it a mobile app if you would like. Back in the day, we used to have an app. Back when we had our old logo, and the iPhone was like in the iPhone 4 or 5 stage. We had an awesome app by our developer, Josh. But then the apps had to get changed. There had to be a lot of updates and so forth. So we gave up on that. But here's the thing. If you go to brguestpodcast.com, it's mobile responsive. And you can click on that option that says add to home screen. And it's just like a very clean looking mobile app with all the newest episode on the top. You can play right there with one click. You can get all the links. And one of the things I want to encourage you at the top of the show, especially if you're listening here on a Thursday on the feed, is to check out something that we added about a week ago, and it is a blast. We're having so much fun with it. It's called a Discord server. I know, you're like, Mike, what's a Discord server? I don't get it. It sounds like it's a server. It sounds all confusing. I'm not a computer scientist. I'm out. I can't do this. I thought the same thing. However, it's really just like the old IRC chat rooms. If you're old like me, you might remember the old chat rooms that went 24/7 and just had text and some pictures. Now, this has pictures and GIFs that are hilarious. It has emojis. It has all kinds of stuff. Later on, we're going to be able to play games on the Discord server live, like some Jackbox games. I'm working on that behind the scenes, where we're going to do that on the Patreon group and then try to do it on the regular group once I figure it out with the patrons. But it's got a lot of potential. But right now, what it is, it's an online community. We all get together. We talk about our runs on the lizard one. We have one for the lizards. We have one for the main podcast. We have one for our patrons. We have three servers. And we talk about cruise line. We talk about our theme park pictures of the day, restaurants. We just get together and talk Disney. We talk Big Brother. We talk stuff outside of Disney. It's just a great, safe community where you can get together and have a good time talking with like-minded folks that are very kind. The thing is, I love Facebook, right? We have a Facebook group, over 9,000 fans on it. I appreciate you guys all being there. It's awesome. But I know that sometimes, especially over the past little bit here, Facebook can get a little draining, right? You might not want to go on Facebook. You might not want to click on it here today. This is a place where you can go and talk with other Disney fans, listen to the show without any of the other distractions or stuff that might bug you. So I was trying to make a safe place for us. If you don't want to go there, that's totally fine. But if you want to check it out, go to brguestpodcast.com. On the right-hand side, it says join us in the Discord server. Just click on it and check it out. It's all it is a live chat room. But it's a lot of fun. And thanks to everybody who's over there. If you're a patron, make sure you go to the patron page and over on patreon.com/brguestpodcast. The link for your exclusive server is there. We're having a lot of fun on that one too. And if you're a lizard, go to the lizard page, Be Our Guest Lizards, and it's at the top there. So we have three different ones. I'm on all three. I leave it up all day here in the office. So if you want to talk to me during the day when I'm supposed to be getting my work done, That's a great place to catch me, and you'll keep me from getting my job done. So join us over on Discord. Really, it's just the old IRC chat rooms for us old timers. So I'm going to see you over there right now. Well, after the show, at least. All right. One other thing I want to say before we get going and taking your calls here tonight is to say good luck to everybody with their school years. I know that my wife is starting her school year tomorrow virtually. Her classroom is right behind the big brown wall behind me. That's where she's teaching this year. My daughter is going to in-person classes full time. She starts middle school. Actually, doesn't start middle school, but she goes back to middle school tomorrow. So wherever you are in the country, if you're getting started with school, teacher, student, make it an awesome year. I know it's going to be strange. It's going to be weird in most places, but just make it the best you can. Hey, if you're in a virtual school, you get to go to school in your PJs if you want. But, you know, put on a nice shirt up top. That's what I would say. You got to impress that teacher on the first day of school, even if you're just in a, you know, little rectangle in a Zoom box. Look good and pay attention. Eye contact. I know I'm not good at this because I'm more of an audio podcaster, but make eye contact with the teacher through your little camera. The weird things we got to say in 2020, right? It's so strange. All right, a couple of stories I want to talk about here on the top of the show that we'll be discussing here shortly at 407. 413-9395. Couple stories. First of all, how about Disney listening to the Be Our Guest podcast, right? This past Friday, we talked about Adventures by Disney because I've been getting a lot of questions from folks that are wanting to know about Adventures by Disney. What's it all about? Where do they go? How do you book? Stuff like that. Because I think a lot of people, when we come out of 2020, we want to do that blowout vacation that we never did. Like, you know, we can't travel right now, so I'm going to make sure when we can, I'm going to make it a good one. We're going to go to Europe. We're going to go to South America. We're going to go to Machu Picchu. We're going to do a river cruise. It's that kind of stuff. So we did that on Friday. But the Friday before that, we talked about creative promotions that Walt Disney World could do to entice people to go to Florida this fall and this winter. Dude, did somebody not that looks a little bit like me, that has a voice that kind of sounds like this, mentioned that they should have a roll your own Halloween party, right? Guess what Disney's doing starting in the middle of September? They're doing a roll your own Halloween party. The character cavalcades are going to be Halloween themed. I love it. How cool is that? And you can wear your costumes, even adults, to the Magic Kingdom during the Halloween season. I love this idea. What are your thoughts? Is this something that's tempting you to go down? Of course, you're going to have your cupcakes, your snacks, your merch. But is this something that I think Disney's making the best of a bad situation? This is kind of like they can't do the Halloween party, but if you want to do it on your own, we're going to let you kind of do that, you know, kind of in an informal way. So give me a call. Tell me what you think about that. Plus, one other thing that happened just today, and I thought this was interesting, is I woke up and got my run in, came back into the office to get to work this morning. I saw that Cloudflare was down, which is a big company that basically backbones a lot of websites, huge websites around the country, around the world, actually. And apparently Cloudflare is what the backbone of Disney systems are built through. And Rise of the Resistance could not take boarding groups today online because it was down. So from what I saw, that they were making audio messages throughout the park. They took boarding groups at noon. I don't know how it turned out. Maybe somebody was at the Hollywood studios today and can let us know, but it was kind of interesting. So what do you think about that? I mean, even Disney gets hit by these times that systems go down. And if you remember last Monday, maybe your kids went back to school last Monday. Maybe you taught last Monday. Zoom went down last Monday. Oh my gosh, what a bad day for Zoom to go down. What if Zoom goes down tomorrow? My wife's all ready to teach her kids on Zoom. What if there's no Zoom? It's like locking the doors on the school. You can't get in. What's that all about? So we got a lot to talk about. School, how are you doing in your part of the world? That could be our off-topic discussion. Please feel free to call in and share that. What do you think about the roll your own Halloween parties? What do you think that means for Christmas? Anything you want to talk about is on the table. So give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And Michelle brings up a great point, is that there was a kind of a press conference with the governor of the state of Florida earlier this week talking about how the parks are doing, and they are going to increase park capacity soon, I think. And Disneyland's going to open soon, I think the end of September. So we'll look at that. All right, let's get to our first call of the night. It's Alfred. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm hanging in there like a hair on a biscuit.
Yeah. busy weekend, so I'm glad to have this to relax to.
You went to Six Flags. I saw you with a bunch of characters that I don't know because I don't know the DC universe, but I think one was the Joker.
Yes.
No, that was you. It was just another guy behind. No, you're just kidding. It was cool.
No, and I bought the cape to go with it.
I think what because I used to go to Six Flags too sometimes, and I think you won the cape if you guessed your weight, or there was like a game you had to win it, or like if you took the hammer and smashed the thing down or something.
They have it.
Yeah. That's cool.
But this time I was in the store. I saw it. I liked it. And then my nephew comes over. I said, it was buy one, get one. So I said, do you want a cape? It turns out he got three to my one. And I'm like, my pocketbook's empty now.
Well, that's the default setting on my pocketbook. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, so I actually heard about Halloween before it even broke.
Okay.
I called the pass holder line. And they actually gave me the heads up.
Wait a second. So you got a hookup inside the pass holder line. Now, see, they don't even tell us that stuff. What? I'm going to have to go to you for my hookups. That's nice.
I know, really. So it was really cool. There's a lot that may be happening from what they're saying.
I love it. I 100% love it because it's kind of like it's like a party. It's not a party, but it's a celebration at your own pace. If you don't want to celebrate it, you can have a great day at the Magic Kingdom, but it gives you, I mean, cause a lot of us, especially right now, it's a lot of people who go, you know, more than one time, you know, like this is a seasonal trip for somebody. And now you get to go down and wear a costume the whole day. Like that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It is. Just no masks, of course, for the adults.
Yeah.
That's fine. We have a mask on anyway.
I say, everybody's got a mask on. What are you talking about, no mask? You're trying to throw me off here. I'm like, you know, you may get kicked out. You may go to jail. What are you doing? Yeah. No Darth Vader mask.
So here's what he told me at pass holder line. He said that the characters are going to be coming in couples.
Like famous couples like Beauty and the Beast or
Mickey and Minnie.
I'm trying Nightmare Before Christmas. You got Jack Skellington and
Sally
the
and Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. Sally. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Chip and Dale. Who else could be a couple? It could be anyone, but they'll be dressed in Halloween costumes.
Nice. That's not hard. It makes everybody excited. Throw something orange on somebody and everybody loses their minds.
Yeah.
Put a pumpkin spice latte in their hand. People lose their minds online. Yes.
Yep. And then I was asking, because I was just rambling with this guy. I was on the phone for about an hour with him. And I said, well, what about this? They must have merchandise for the party.
Yeah, they do. You know they do.
Okay. That was made a year ago.
Yeah.
The minute the other one was done, they've started making the new.
I agree.
So I said, what are they doing with it? And he says, well, I don't know, but maybe they'll offer a special to pass holders or TVC, you know. Here you go, you know.
Yeah,
come to the store, show your pass.
I wonder, because I mean, they're going to want to get back as much money as they can from all that product.
Yes.
But people would again lose their minds to get a hold of that stuff. They'd be smart to sell.
That's why I'm going so early.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be wonderful.
There you go.
And they would limit, he said. That's without a doubt. They will limit the amount you can buy.
That's good.
If that happens. If it happens, I don't know.
Because I'm not a merch guy. Like, I don't buy stuff. I'll buy, like, something that hits me. But I don't go down and just, you know, I have, like, a goal. Like, I'm not a collector. I'm not an eBay guy. I know a lot of people are. You're a collector. But it does bother me. And I'm totally a free market guy. Like, I'm totally like, you know what? If you can sell something, it's totally, you know, because I don't have to buy it. And if nobody buys it, then the person gets burned. But it does kind of burn me when I see people like walk into the park and then just walk out within 30 minutes with like three or four bags full of stuff. That just bugs me, because then somebody that really probably likes that character isn't getting it. You know, that irks me.
What I also enjoy is all the people that bought all that Splash Mountain merch, and Disney still has more.
Yes,
I heard
they should just keep making it.
Yeah, they should. And they have so much of it that all those people who bought 3, 4, 5 bags couldn't walk. They had their 2-year-old walking, so they put the stuff in the carriage. They're going to get stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they play the long game, they'll be okay. But yeah, I think they were planning on going to Tahiti on that stuff within
quick
a year.
Fix.
So yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. And I think the same thing could happen at Christmas time.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I even mentioned to him, I said, why can't they do trick-or-treating? I said, it's very easy to do.
I had
you
this
have
is,
a bag,
well,
they
I,
have
yeah,
a it, shovel, and they put it in your bag.
Yeah, it's no different than, because candy's individually wrapped. I mean, I would think it'd be pretty sick. And it's not really I think we're learning. It's more like aerosol. It's not more like, you know, obviously you don't want a lot of contact. But my wife and I were having this conversation just about we moved into our neighborhood about this time last year. And we were excited because there's lots of houses, and I love like seeing the kids dressed up for Halloween. It didn't happen much at our old house, and it was super cold last year. So like we only have 4 trick-or-treaters. I was so sad. Mm-hmm. I was so excited. So I'm thinking, everybody keeps saying like Halloween's going to be canceled in 2020, but I'm thinking kids will have on masks. Like they have on costumes. Like people could have on masks as they hand out the candy. Like, can we please not have Halloween at our houses? I mean, it's a night to wear a mask, you know, like you dress up. So
yeah.
I hope we can still have it just in the real world. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. Yeah. The next question I have for you is, because you know I'm planning on going.
Yes.
I like this quote you gave me, but would you recommend Caribbean Beach over Pop Century?
It just depends. Like if I was going by myself, I'd probably go Pop, because I'm in the same boat, and I usually just save a little bit of money, you know, and buy like an extra souvenir or something and stay at Pop. But I mean, Caribbean Beach is definitely a step up. The room's bigger, but if you're by yourself, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like you have one less hop. Like say you're going to the studios or Epcot and you're using the Skyliner. You don't have that extra, like where you got to ride the Skyliner to Caribbean Beach, get off and get back on. So that's a plus.
Right.
But I mean, that's something that you can work around too. Just get on a little bit early and you're fine. Yeah. It's a convenience.
Yeah.
It's a few different ways. You got to sit down a restaurant.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm very torn because I don't know which to do.
I would do Pop.
I haven't stayed at Caribbean Beach in years.
It just depends. I mean, it's for me right now, times aren't the most robust. So anywhere I can go and like save a little money, but still have a good experience. Like I'm willing to sacrifice time right now to save a little money, where if things were like, you know, really rolling, like it was, you know, say mid 2019, I'd be like, oh, Caribbean Beach, 'cause I can save some time. That's a savings. But right now I'm the opposite end of things. So it's fine. I mean, I still have a good experience either way.
Yeah. And then what did you mean by preferred rooms and the moderates and deluxes?
Well, so with the moderates, you're looking at, they have so many different views. They have water or pool view. They have preferred location. They have standard view. They have standard 5 for a 5th sleeper. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go for that. At Pop Century, you can book a preferred or a standard, but that's about it. You got those pool view rooms, but I'm not a fan of that because you're going to get that most of it. And also the pool view rooms, they can be loud because you got people, especially right at Pop, those people are right outside your room. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least the pool's closed at 9 now. But yeah, I mean, you just got to book. There's just different views. So if you're looking at that, you can nail it by just booking that particular view.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So do they, Pop charges a little bit more for the preferred?
Same for the values of deluxes. Yep. When you start with the standard, that's your lead in. And then if you go preferred, it's usually about 5% more.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you
and then accessible is more also?
No, those are the same. No, those are the same price.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
So I have a big decision to make.
That's not that big. You get to go.
Well, why don't you come down too?
I'm trying. I think we have a training in November that I have to go down for.
Splash Mountain.
I know. I think I'm down
in
November. I'm
not going to get that picture.
I know. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Well, there's still time.
There is. So. There is.
Yep. What else did I want to say?
You got you got 3 minutes because I got to say goodbye to my dog here in a second. So last question.
Okay.
She's sitting here patiently, and she's heading out of town.
Is she?
Wait, I got to send a shout out to Wade, who's in the chat. Wade, who works for Paul Mitchell, just gave the dog a shower. I could smell her coming down the steps, and it was because she smells good.
Oh, how cool.
Because she has the Paul Mitchell shampoo. She smells like a, what is it? Lavender. She's putting me to sleep right now. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Maybe not. Okay. I can end it here.
Okay.
To let other people in. So I will talk to you, I guess, next week then.
I'll be here.
All righty. Have a great one.
All right. Talk to you later, Alfred. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody can indulge me here for 1 second. Hang on, caller. Give me a call back in just 1 second. Come here, Riley. I got to say goodbye to my dog. She's been here since March. Get up here. Come here. Say bye, everybody. Come here. Arr. Look, here she is. Woo. Ooh, you smell good. You smell good. Give me a kiss. You coming back next weekend? If you don't, I'll come dog nap you. All right, be careful.
Yep.
Love you guys. All right, everybody, that's good. So Riley's headed back to Como. She's going to be, don't cry, Mal, don't cry. She's going to be fine. All right, so it's going to be a rough night here. So 407-413-9395, that was the weirdest moment in the VR Guest podcast. But God, I smell good now because she just got out of the shower. 407-413-9395. I know somebody was just calling in. Give us a call, and we'll get you right here on the line. But yeah, we have a lot of folks saying that they're very tempted to go down this fall. I hear you. I mean, because this is the best way to do it. You get a whole day. I mean, you don't get all the stuff of the Halloween party, right? But you also have a less frenetic pace, and you don't have to pay extra. I'm all about that. All right, next caller. Sorry I didn't get you earlier, but we got you right now. Thanks for letting me say goodbye to the dog. Who's joining us?
Hey, it's Maggie from the Mitten.
Hey, Maggie. Sorry about that. Riley had to get a big kiss before she heads west.
Literally nothing is more important than that. Don't even apologize.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to say goodbye to the dog after March. That dog's gonna miss me, I think.
I know.
Oh man.
I know, pets are a delight.
Oh no.
Well, I have a story, and there is close to a 100% chance that I'm gonna cry while I tell it, so just like everybody get on that level with me. That's where we're going right now.
Oh my gosh, I cried today when Adam Wainwright threw a complete game on his 39th birthday. Oh my God, I can't take it again, Maggie. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so back when I worked at Disney, when I was there full time, my grandparents were snowbirds. And so they were, you know, they had a home on the Gulf Coast and they lived like just under 3 hours from where I lived. And so I would get to see them sometimes on my day off. And also they would come visit me. And so one year they came up and stayed with me for my birthday weekend. And I don't remember if I stayed with them at Caribbean Beach that time, or if it was at Port Orleans French Quarter, but it was because I stayed with them both, but I don't remember. But I used my passes and got them into Epcot, and they took me to Beer Garden. And this was when Soarin' was brand new. So I took them on Soarin', and they also took me to see La Nuba, which like I was never going to have the money to do that on my own. So it was just this, like, amazing birthday weekend with my grandparents. And my grandma and I went shopping together, and she saw this hat and it said Mickey 1928. And she was like, oh, I was born in 1928. And I need that hat. And I was like, Grandma, I get it. Cause I was born in 1982. So whenever I see Epcot 82 stuff, I'm like, ooh, I should buy that. So we have this like sweet little moment together. And the reason you guys haven't seen me around and I haven't been calling in as much is because that grandma passed away last month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, ooh, it's okay. This, you know, like that is life. She was 92 and she lived an amazing life, but it's still really hard without her. And she has three houses. I had no idea where that hat was. I didn't even, like, it wasn't even on the high list of priority things that I was looking for. but I was at her house up north. We were moving her apartment back into her full-time home, and my parents were like, hey, do you want this? And they found the hat.
Oh my gosh. She was sending it down to you. She knew you needed she knew you needed that hat. So you had that memory just cemented right there.
Yep. And I wore it that whole day. And I just was thinking of her and thinking of that amazing birthday weekend at Disney World that we had together. And it was so special and wonderful.
That's such a sweet. Let me tell you a story about my grandma real quick. I know yours is Disney connected. Mine's not, because my grandparents never went to Disney. I was the only one in the family that got the Disney thing. Not even my parents. But when my grandma and I were super close, my grandpa was like my like hero. And that, you know, my grandpa and grandma, they're married for 60 years. Grandpa died of leukemia in 2001, a week after September 11th. And then grandma passed away. Oh my gosh. It was in 2015. Cause it was like a week after marathon weekend, because I remember she was in the hospital and she was like, you know, on her way out. And I took my medal to show it to her, but she didn't understand it at that point. But the thing was, after she passed, kind of the same story to make it quick, is that, you know, they have a house full of, it wasn't a big house, but they had a house full of just memories. My grandpa had a garage full of tools. Grandma had her stuff, you know, and they'd lived there forever, you know, since my dad was a kid. And so I was thinking about, like, what do I want to take from the house? I didn't want to take anything important, but I took a few things. The one thing I took from my grandma, kind of the same thing with you, and I still have it and I treasure it. If this house was on fire, I would leave the whole podcast set up and it would go. But I kept grandma's tin that she put her homemade chocolate chip cookies in. Like, whenever you went to grandma's house, she had this old tin that was, I think it was like sewing stuff or something initially in it, but like she always had homemade chocolate chip cookies. And all four grandkids, my dad, my uncle, whenever anybody would drop by the house, you always went into the cupboard, grabbed a tin, and there were always chocolate chip cookies in there. It was never empty. So it was like, this is, and there were such good cookies. So I got that, and I still remember it's like from Schnucks or something. It's to anybody else, it's garbage. You know what I'm saying? It's a tin. But to me, that's like the most treasured thing in the world, because, you know, when I look back on it, the reason there were always cookies in that tin is because grandma loved us all and she always wanted to make us happy, you know? And like, I hold that now every Christmas. We make Christmas cookies because my wife doesn't make cookies every day. But at Christmas, we put cookies in there, and kind of for like a month, we get to kind of like, oh yeah, it's the tin with the cookies. But otherwise, it's just a decoration.
I love
but
that.
Every time I see it, hold on.
I love that. Gosh.
Yeah, so hold on to that and just know she's looking down on you and you got that memory. That's so cool. I love it. In 28 and 82. That's a pretty cool thing too. That's a connection.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That is. That's great.
And then I have one more little tangential part of this. One little side part, which is there was a time that we were calling in, and we were calling in about favorites, and mm-hmm. and I called in and you were like, what's your favorite pool? And I didn't have an answer, and I just sort of, I was like, Port Orleans French Quarter. And you were like, for real though? And I realized after I hung up with you that it was because I had such great memories. That's at that sweet pool with my grandparents.
You know, the more I go to Disney, Pam Forrester and I talk about this all the time, like off air, just because we hang out, we vacation together a ton. And the thing is the more that, you know, we're in this like 24/7, as you were, you work down there, I work in this all day. The thing is, when we go down, we talk about restaurants, talk about pools, we talk about hotels and all this stuff. It really, we're at the point where it doesn't matter. It's more the people we're with and the memories we're making is all that's really all my vacation center around anymore. I could stay at All-Star Sports and there's nothing wrong with it. As long as I'm there with the people I love and it's the place I love, and I'm making memories. It does. Grand Floridian or All-Star Sports, it doesn't matter. It's the people I'm with. And I totally agree with that.
Exactly. So that's why Port Orleans French Quarter has the best pool. The end.
I'll go with it. It's got serpent. That serpent's pretty sweet.
Good.
You get to go out the serpent's mouth. I mean, what else can you do that? All right. Well, hey, thank you for sharing.
It's
and
so cool.
You know, we'll be thinking of you. So just hang in there. Things will get better.
Yeah,
just keep smiling.
I didn't even cry that much.
That's
good. I didn't even cry that much. So I did it. I did great.
I think I'm crying out. Well, you have a good night. Good talking to you. You take care. Goodbye.
Yep. Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And if you don't know, that's WDW5 on the back end there. It's awesome talking to Maggie, and I love that our community gets together and we can share things that are, you know, we're going through great times, we're going through rough times sometimes. We all care. That's the one thing. I love our community. We take care of each other. We listen. We lend an ear. We can talk things out. And that's, God, I wish the whole world was like this all the time. You guys are awesome. All right, 407-413-9395. I need a caller. Let's talk Disney. And I ask, and I get two. Let's get to the first call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, man. My name is Derek. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday.
Hey, Derek, I'm having a great Sunday. How about you?
Can't complain, man. Skies are bright blue, sunny. Great day to be alive, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So what's going on with you tonight?
Nothing much. Like, I so just came across your live streams talking about Disney. Just saying, Mia, as someone who like pretty much has grown up and all that kind of stuff, and adore that, like, I grew up watching the classics like Lion King, like the old like Cinderella, Snow White, and that kind of stuff. Sort of holds dear into my heart just because of the memories I cherish with like sitting with my parents in the living room and watching those kind of and having those kinds of experiences. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm jealous of you because I grew up, now I love what I did growing up. I grew up watching baseball games and I still love baseball, but I didn't like, we never watched movies as a family or anything like that growing up. We didn't have cable or anything like that. So everybody else talks about, mm-hmm. We watched all the VHS tapes, and I'm like, oh, I really didn't until I met my wife and Paige had them, my daughter. So, yeah, I'm jealous of people that have those memories, and I love that you have that, because I think when you go to the parks, that gives you an opportunity to kind of relive all those moments, which I don't have, but it's fine.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. The only time I ever went to, I think it was, I always mix up the two. Is Disneyland the one in Florida?
No, Disney World's in Florida and Disneyland's in California.
Disneyland's in Anaheim, California.
Everybody gets it mixed up. So, yeah, totally.
I always hate myself for mixing it up when no, I really shouldn't. But
trust me, it's the I work as a travel agent, so I'm in this all day. It happens every day, so don't beat yourself up about that.
Yeah. So like the one and only time I went to the one in Florida was when I was like 5 years old. With my family, we were able to like save up enough money to like have like about stay there for about 2 weeks, and it was an amazing experience. Just getting to like just like go and venture on all the rides, get to like experience like the magic that like Walt Disney envisioned when like creating this whole like idea and landscape.
It's unreal.
And like obviously like moments like that, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will like remember until the day they die.
Yeah, totally.
It's like hopefully like it remains like such a thing where people will like continuously go and feel like there's like a place to like put a smile on your face.
That's why I go, you know. I've gone there with my family, and it's our place where we can go and just get away from you know, my daughters are both athletes, so they're in sports, they're in cheerleading. My wife's a teacher, I was a teacher. Ooh. When we go down there, we get to get out of the, you know, we don't have to go to practices. We don't have to do homework. We, you know, it's just a few days of having fun. You know, we go down there and we play, and then we as soon as we get back, we're like, when can we go again?
Gotcha. So like the two particular questions I have on my mind that I wanted to sort of get your take on, in regards to Disney movies, what's your personal opinion of them currently turning all of the very well-known anime features from like decades ago into live action, sort of like how they did with they're doing with Mulan, and how they did last year with Lion King, which I kind of thought was unnecessary because, in my personal opinion, Lion King is the greatest Disney movie ever made. Like the soundtrack,
yes.
Like the whole plot. It's like, I'm not sure what your like the personal favorite Disney film is.
That's a great. Well, my favorite like franchise is Toy Story, because I grew up with those toys. I'm of a certain age where like we had all those same toys, like the Slinky Dog, like, you know, the Space Ranger, the Cowboy. I'm old. This is what I'm saying. But here's the thing, though. I agree with you. Lion King animated movie, because I remember watching that. It came out about the time I was in high school, and I still went to see it, you know, even though, like, you know, cool kids don't go watch it in high school, whatever. I did. It was awesome. And it's a classic. But here's the thing. So when Disney Plus came out, they put Lion King, the live action movie on Disney Plus, and my family had it on one night, and we just wanted to watch something. I don't watch a lot of movies at all. I watch sports. But we watched it, and you know what? I actually liked it. And I went into it saying, the animated movie's a classic. Why are they even messing with it? But it wasn't as bad. And I was looking for a reason to not like it. And I liked the remake. Now, I don't know if they need to do that for every single movie. They're doing it for every movie. But, you know, I guess the bottom line is it gets down to money. You know, they can make more money by redoing them.
That's very true. I mean, like, I'll kind of give credit where credit's due. The only live-action Disney remake that I thought was better than the original, I would say, was The Jungle Book. I thought that was incredibly well-made, like, with the character development. Like, the musical parts were on touch and so forth. I do like it when they sort of take, like, the sort of childish and gushy Disney films and kind of make them a little bit more darker and grittier and realistic. But not like you said, like, I don't think it necessarily needs to be done with every single movie, especially for, like, the more well-known and acclaimed ones.
Yeah, and Maggie's saying in the chat, same thing. She liked Jungle Book live action better than the original. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'd like to throw it back on you. So you mentioned Mulan. This thing, I think everybody in the world's going to want to watch it just for the fact that, I mean, like, it's like the pandemic movie, you know, because it was going to come out in theaters, I guess, in the spring, and it never did. And okay, we're going to push it back. And finally, it's going to come out on Disney Plus. Like, I'll probably watch it just to see, because that's all I've heard about for 6 months. Like, this thing has to be so good that it's going to, you know, it's kind of like that. I always hear about that, and I hear about that movie Tenet, which I don't even know what that's about, but I listen to some tech shows where they talk about it.
That Christopher Nolan, like, I have no clue. It's like, the best way I could describe it, it's like some kind of predecessor to Inception, because it's directed by Christopher Nolan. I mean, from the trailers, it looks so confusing, but I'm honestly quite intrigued by it.
Yeah, everybody is. And I don't have any idea who Christopher Nolan is. I don't watch those movies, but, like, that's all I heard was, like, oh my gosh, you got to risk your life to go to the theaters to see. I'm like, no thanks. But yeah, Mulan, I'm curious to see if it lives up to the hype. But good. So what's your other question? But that's a good point.
All right. Well, just quickly before I say a question, also, Christopher, have you ever seen The Dark Knight?
I have not.
With Christian Bale, you haven't seen that one?
I don't watch movies. I watch space movies. That's about it. And a few movies here and there. Yeah, I'm terrible, but I'm trying to fake you out like I listen to watch movies, but I really don't watch a ton. I should.
No, it's fine, man. You could just, like, be honest about it. It's like, if you haven't seen it, I'm like, no big.
Yeah.
And sort of like my other question, and, like, it kind of had to go back to, like, the money thing. What's your, like, opinion on, like, now Disney, like, buying up all of these major companies? Because I think it was last year where they made a deal to buy 20th Century Fox, and now they have, like, all, like, the rights to Marvel, and then now, like, Star Wars and whatnot. Like, I feel like they're going to be, like, pushing out, like, a lot, like, more quantity over quality, if that makes any sense. Because now that they bought 20th Century Fox, they're now saying they're doing, like, some kind of a remake of Home Alone on Disney Plus, and I'm like, are you for real?
No.
Like, I'm not sure if you've seen Home Alone.
Yeah, I've seen Home Alone. That was a long time ago. But holy cow. Like,
yeah. But it's like they're, like you said, like, sort of going back to the live action remakes. It was like sort of either redoing, or, like, they're pushing a lot more stuff than needs to be. It's like if now instead of, like, ending this, like, the final current phase of Marvel with Endgame, they pushed it for, like, two more movies to see, like, what's truly going to happen. You feel me?
Yeah. No, so what I say on that is, I think with the streaming wars, you know, with Disney Plus going up against the Netflix and a Hulu kind of thing, you know, well, now they're partners with that or own part of it, but the whole thing is, and I think this was Bob Iger's whole MO, was that you acquire these huge franchises with these catalogs and these backstories and all these characters where, you know, content is king. And, it, you know, the way you win with Disney Plus is that you have something for everybody, and you have a wide, you know, like, I am a Disney Plus subscriber. And, like I just told you, I don't watch movies, but I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So to me, I bought 3 years right off the bat. Like, I prepaid for 3 years, and here's why. It's so much easier to watch a Star Wars movie by just going onto the app and click, 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 and it goes. I have them all on Blu-ray, but it's such a pain in the butt now. This sounds so like, I mean, think about this. If I'd have said this 10 years ago, it's such a pain in the butt to put a disc in the player and hit play, you know, and go through the menus and get the thing going. I'd rather just go, and I can watch it on my phone. I can watch it downstairs. I can watch it upstairs. Don't have to worry. I think that's the whole thing, because if you're a Marvel fan, you're going to subscribe to Disney Plus. If you like Pixar, Disney Plus, Star Wars, and I think it's the same thing where they're just hitting on it. Now, you know, you got, say you're a Simpsons fan, Disney Plus. You know, it's such a weird combo, but I think it's, that's just, it's content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like sort of like my, like, I wouldn't say it's a fear, but like if they're going to like sort of ruin the legacy that some of this stuff did, if that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like since like they, like since like I said, like they bought, because I now I heard that from like they're now like erasing the past three Star Wars films that came out and like sort of like redoing them or something like that.
Yeah, I hope
because
not.
People didn't really like them. I personally have no like opinion or comment, but like that's sort of what I heard.
Yeah,
because like I think like especially with the last one, Rise of Skywalker, a lot of people. I'm not sure what you're, because I still haven't seen that one, but I know a lot of people we had left the theaters with a very bad taste in their mouth after it was all over.
I'm old enough that I grew up with the original episode 4 Star Wars, you know, and it was just Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. I went to see Rise of Skywalker twice within the first 2 days it came out. And the thing is, we have a guy in our chat right now, Dennis. He does a Star Wars, he does multiple Star Wars podcasts. So he's like in it to win it. He's got opinions and I'm probably giving him a heart attack. I love Star Wars. I love it. Love it. I've been Darth Vader for Halloween. I've been Chewbacca. I've run races like Chewbacca, running races. But the thing is, it's entertainment to me. Like I went and enjoyed it. And I know it's that, you know, some of the things like, okay, there was like in episode 8, Princess Leia, you know, she's floating out in space. Like she's killed and all of a sudden she's just floating through space. She's back alive. That was weird, but like, I'm not going to lose my mind over it. You know, some people are like, oh my God, the Force doesn't work like that. I'm like, well, maybe it doesn't, but maybe it does. I don't know. I don't have the Force. You know, I wish I did. I'm not a Jedi. To me, I'm not that. And you know, like I have other things to worry about than if the Force works like that or not, but I get where people do lose their minds over that stuff. So I can't take it that serious.
Okay. I just like wonder if like people like either like take it, like I said, like hold it like truly dear to them, or they just like, it's like, it is what it is. It's just like entertainment, nothing to like really go on your day and just like be like grudging that like a certain scene didn't go the way you wanted it to.
And I mean, some people, you know, I watch Big Brother on TV on CBS and I watch the live feeds for that show and I lose my mind over that stuff. So I, you know, everybody's got their thing that drives them nuts. So that, and that's totally, there's no reason to do what I do. Like I don't have to worry about that Ian's going to get put on the block this week. You know, like it's so stupid, but the thing is like I do. So we all got it. Just different stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you said, really all depends. Like everyone has like their certain shtick. Like some people just love binge watching like Survivor and seeing like who gets kicked off the island.
I tried out for Survivor and Big Brother, so there you go. I'm in it to win it. So
are you for real?
Yeah, I drove for Big Brother. I drove 7 hours each way on Good Friday to try out in Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah. So I'm in it to win it on the reality stuff. So I get it. No, but this has been a fun conversation. And so you found us on YouTube.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's cool, because we just started broadcasting over there. We're usually on Facebook. So, well, I got to run, take a couple of the calls. We're going to go off the air here at the top of the hour, but it's good to meet you, and don't be a stranger. We do this every Sunday night.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad that you were able to take my call. I didn't want this to like go on too long, because I know there's other people who want to like ask like questions as well. But hope you have a good rest of your night, and hopefully, as crazy as 2020 has gone, hopefully this decade brings you new levels of opportunity and happiness, man.
I appreciate that. Same to you. And it's always great meeting new friends. And don't be a stranger. We'll talk again.
No problem. Have a good one, man.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. 407. We got our next call. And let's get in here. Great meeting new friends, though. Look at that. YouTube's paying dividends. And we have our next call. We're heading to Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade's on the line, who is brought me a good-smelling dog tonight. What's up, Wade?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. I'm glad Riley at least for his going away party, smells really good.
Oh my gosh. It was almost just making me so calm I couldn't continue the show. I almost had to fall asleep.
It's that lavender mint. I'm telling you what, it's the calming lavender.
What's going on?
That's great. I'm sure you're going to miss Riley.
Yeah, it's sad.
Well, that's you know what? I'm sure your daughter wants him back with her.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
There you go. Wow, what a great, varied conversation tonight for sure.
Yeah, it is. You got to be ready, man. When you go live, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking about this. I think I don't know who it was that put it in the chat though, and it's interesting. The Florida theme parks, you know, able to go to quote unquote 50%, and they're obviously not anywhere close to that right now, from what I can see. Haven't been down there yet. Planning in late October, but my question is, will 50% of capacity show up?
That's the thing. I don't
with
know.
No international yeah. travel, you know.
I was wondering, that's the whole thing I had too. When I went down in August, I'm wondering, okay, because we don't know the numbers, you know, but I was wondering like if
right,
they have,
right.
say they're going, like when I was down there in, you know, first week of August, if they had some kind of like, they were going to 15%, you know, like I was curious, like they're obviously not there because they're, well, I don't know. But I mean, the thing was, if you're a resort guest, I still have my pick of any theme park on any day, so I don't think they were hitting it. And so if you saw, I don't know if you've been watching, but this weekend the crowds were definitely bigger than they've been. The weekends get kind of busy, but the weeks are, you can tell it's Florida residents because Monday through Friday there's nobody there still,
right? And I think, you know, I was wondering if they maybe opened up a little bit more annual pass you know, availability, because, you know, still many of the hotels are still closed.
Yeah.
You know, even though Wilderness Lodge is open to DVC, it's not to guests. And, you know, some are opening, I know, coming up here. But, and I think I read somewhere about this. I said, you know what, it's great to go increase capacity, but will capacity, or will that capacity show up? I see it staying still pretty low. And I know Disney doesn't release numbers. They're very coy about releasing their, you know, their attendance numbers. But of course there's folks like Len Testa. They're pretty good at estimating that too.
Yes.
And, I don't see how it'll, you know, 50%, it makes me a little bit go, do I still want to go in October? But then it's like, but you're not getting anybody from, I mean, international travel for the most part, maybe some, you know, you can come in, but, and then people just around the country going, yeah, I'm not really quite ready to do that.
Yeah,
because
I deal with this all day, and, you know, I have Canadian guests that obviously can't come down right now, and, I mean, they were holding on, you know, trying to go in September and so forth, and can't, and there's still quarantine orders in some places. They can't, you know, I'll tell you, I've had people, it's about 50-50, you know, some people like, we're going, and some people are still, you know, and what I get from my guests, because I always like to talk to them through email, is more, I'm comfortable with going to the theme parks. It's getting there. That's, if somebody cancels, typically the reason they give when we have the discussion is that they're not comfortable flying, or they're just not comfortable in the traveling. They say they feel, for the most part, Disney's doing a good job. Universal too. They're comfortable once they're there, but you got to get there. You know, and they're worried about it. And plus, a lot of jobs, like say you can't travel right now. Like say you're a nurse or you're some kind of a, you know, you work in healthcare, people don't want you going to Florida, then coming back and going immediately to work, you know, and that's a concern too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and my company, we're not traveling right now unless you can drive somewhere for a day and, you know, you're safe and all that. And I've even had a friend of mine at work go, wait a minute, you're not traveling for work, but you're gonna get on a plane and you're going to go to Florida to Disney World. Should you do that? And I said, well, I've got friends, people I know that have gone, and it's been very safe. And they say, of course, you know, being there is as safe as being anywhere, and everything that Disney's put into play to keep everybody safe. So it's that, you know, it is. It's that bit of like, I don't know. I don't know. I definitely want to go. I'm planning on going. I told a friend, I said, you know, I was planning on running a race there the first weekend in November. And that got canceled. So I moved my trip up, and the person's like, wait a minute, your race got canceled, but you're still going to go. Shouldn't it tell you something if it got canceled? I'm like, well, that's a little different. You're talking about putting 15,000 people shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. The thing I, you know, keep telling everybody, cause again, you know, friends, as they probably do you, I mean, you just pretty much mentioned it. Friends will ask folks that are Disney fans, especially folks that were planning on traveling from now till the end of the year, like, they'll either give you the stink eye because you say you're thinking about going, or you are going, or they're genuinely curious. And I just keep saying, everybody's got their comfort level. You know, it's like, and you got to respect it all around. You know, some people are still hunkered down like it was in March. And you know what? If you take that person and throw them in the middle of Walmart, like I went to Walmart because I was out of Coke Zero and there were no Coke Zeros anywhere to be found. And you know what? I was going to kill, you know, I have to have Coke Zero. Like it's, that's a requirement in my life. And so I didn't really want to go to Walmart, but I did. And I bought like so many of the 24 packs. They're like, look at me like I was a dealer. But the thing is, like, if you take somebody who's hunkered down like it was in March and put them in a Walmart right now, they're going to freak out. And you know what? That's not right. Like, they're not comfortable. And it's all about comfort. And what I tell everybody, you know, you got to think about it. Walt Disney World will be there. You know, Disneyland will reopen at some point. The ships will sail again. And the last thing you want to do, and I tell, you know, again, I would rather people travel, especially when they're booked with me, because that's the only way I make money. But the bottom line is, I'm not going to steer anybody to where they're not going to have a good time and be comfortable. The worst thing that could happen is you get down there and all of a sudden you kind of get panicked, like, oh my gosh, I probably shouldn't have come. You know, I don't feel like I have social distance 24/7, because there are going to be times people walk up on you. You know, you're not going to be 6 feet. I felt comfortable the whole time, but I mean, there were times people walked up on me for just a brief moment. But mm-hmm. I mean, that happens at my grocery store. You know, that happened at Walmart. So the bottom line is, you know, just comfort level and respect everybody. If somebody doesn't want to go, that's totally cool. If you're comfortable with it, that's totally cool to me too. It's your total comfort level.
Yeah, exactly. It happened to be at Target today. I turned around, there's a guy right there. I'm like, with a cart. I'm like, where do you want me to go? you know, so
Ram.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you got to wear a mask and all that. So yeah, I'm like, I got out of the way, I like froze. But yeah, so, well, it'll be interesting. I, you know, my trip is, my airline, I went through Southwest, it was $100 each round trip.
Oh,
using DVC. And the thing is, right now you can search DVC, and I've been kind of messing around with days, and there's so much availability right now, even within the Disney Vacation Club, for, you know, October, November, which tells me there's, you know, that's usually never able to happen. You're usually like, oh, 11 months out, I better book that if I know I want to be there at your home resort. 7 months out, it's like, good luck. You might have to wait list some days. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm definitely planning on being there. Be interesting to see if, you know, the numbers do increase that much between now and certainly before the start of the holiday season.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Disney's, so. I think this fall thing, you know, with starting in September, the decorations going up and everybody seeing that on Instagram, getting to wear your costumes. It's enticing. It's enticing for folks like us,
yeah.
You know, people that'll go down for like a seasonal trip. You know, it's not necessarily for the folks that are going once in a lifetime, but it's like, oh man, I just love the fall in the Magic Kingdom. I think that's going to really entice people. Low crowds too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And the weather gets a little bit nicer too. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, hey, RIP Chadwick, had to get that out there.
Absolutely.
Watched 42
yes,
again today, just because what a great movie. And, of course, Black Panther too, but, just a terrible loss for you were talking about movies earlier, the movie community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway,
glad you got that in.
Have a great day.
Right, wait, take it. And I'm going to send you a picture of my daughter's bathroom too. You got to see all the product they bought between the two of them. It's nuts.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. Wade. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Love talking to Wade up there in Nebraska. Who'd have thought a Mizzou fan and a Nebraska fan could talk every week about Disney? Yeah, the world can come together. We can make this happen, people. World isn't as divided as we think. You just got to have an open heart, I think, and be willing to make friends and talk about things you love. I love it. All right, 407-413-9395. I've got about 5 minutes left. We can try to sneak in one more call. I saw somebody was trying to call at the tail end of Wade's call there. So if you want to give us a call, I'll sneak you in one last call. And yeah, good conversation in the chat, though, about the travel industry. You know, we are, is a travel community trying to bounce back. But the whole thing is, travel if you're comfortable, travel if you have the means. But if you don't right now, you know, if the job isn't as stable as you thought, or if you're just not comfortable, you know, if you're just, you know, 75% comfortable really doesn't cut it, right? You don't want to get down there and be like second guessing yourself, like, should I have come? Should I have not? Because if you have that in your mind, are you really having a good time? You know, if you go, you know, what I say is if you go, commit to the go, you know, commit that you're going to be fine and have a blast, because you don't want to go down there and be nervous. That's not cool. All right, last call of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Rob down here in Palmetto, Florida. How's things going up there?
Hey, Rob, it's actually cool up here today. I can't complain. I saw it wasn't too bad in Florida today, but I think it must have been raining. I was looking on the Weather Channel.
Right here, it's been raining most of the day, so all we had was the insane humidity. Yesterday morning, I stepped out of my house to go on my run, and as soon as I stepped outside onto the driveway, and I just stood there for a moment, and between the heat and the humidity, all I said was, "You're kidding."
So you're a runner, so you'll get this, and our runners that are listening will get this. So this morning, we had a cold front go through last night. Wade got it the day before, so we were talking about, I was talking to him about it yesterday. Went through, boom, got up this morning, it was 59 degrees, like a runner's dream, right? It's been 78 every morning when I've gotten up until today. 59. No, the humidity dropped too. But the thing is, I run around that lake, you know, the little bitty lake, it's a quarter mile around, and it's got a fountain in the middle. Here's the thing. It wasn't humid, but it was the water temperature is so warm in that lake, and it was so cool that there was this huge mound of fog coming up off the lake, and it was blowing over. So it was just like I was soaked. Like it was only humid where I was running in this one little pocket because of that stupid lake and how warm the water was. It was making fog. I'm like, what am I doing? Like it's supposed to be cool. Yeah, but you know, cry me a river, right? Because you're down in Florida. I get it.
Yep. Well, I'm heading over there this weekend. You know, you got me one of the rooms at the Pop Century for that $110 a night.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. I haven't had a chance to go over there since opening day. I managed to snag one of those opening day reservations of the Magic Kingdom. And I thoroughly loved just being back there again, even with the masks and everything. And it didn't take away from any of the magic. And I'm looking forward now to having the time to go and hit all the other parks too. And hopefully get on Rise, assuming the reservation system works.
That's a big assumption after today.
Yeah, never thought I'd hear of that going down. There had to be a lot of panic with Disney IT people when that happened.
Yes, I would say, and I would say the line at guest relations probably ended at about the boardwalk.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. Hey, for people that are concerned about flying, I was reading an article on that about the odds of you catching, say, COVID on a plane, on a fully loaded plane with every seat on a two-hour flight are only 1 in 4,300.
Yeah.
So even in that case, unless the person next to you isn't wearing a mask and is hacking all over the place, You're probably safer on a plane than you are in the local Walmart. And
yeah,
some of the people in my local Walmart down here in Florida are scary.
Well, that's where all the stories come from. You know, that's where all the internet stories come from. You know, the Florida man at a Walmart, that's how they all start, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a website devoted to a Florida man.
Exactly. I listen to a podcast. They do a Florida man story every week. So, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so, yeah.
I get to live it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm looking forward to getting over there, and maybe I'll give you a call a Sunday after I get back, see if I can give you a short trip report on it. But
I'd love that.
When I was there over the opening weekend talking to one of the cast members who's a dispatcher for transportation, she said that the hotels at the time were only being allowed to run at 19% occupancy.
Wow. That's low.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if they're saying 19% occupancy of the hotel rooms on property with all the ones closed, or if like every, I wouldn't think that from what I don't know. When I was down at Pop Century though, at the beginning of the month, the 70 mm-hmm. section was closed. I know it was closed because I ran by there every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was weird because they had the TVs on, they had the lights on in every single room, but you could tell that nobody was in any of the, at least a couple of the buildings in the 70s, they were not being used, but the 50s, 60s and 80s for sure were. And that'd be at least 60% of the hotel. I don't know. That's interesting. We'll never know.
No, we won't.
But that's what
we
do.
But I think until this is over,
yeah.
Because 50% capacity, though, in a park isn't going to allow everybody to maintain, you know, 6 feet around them either.
Yeah, no.
So I don't see them getting to 6 feet just because of that.
Yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, you got to, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, I guess urban planning or something. You know, you could say you got 6 feet if you're standing, you know, 50%, you could still have 6 feet if you're standing in the middle of the hub, but you're not going to have 6 feet with 50% capacity, maybe walking through Liberty Square, you know, like some type
or
like Adventureland.
Yeah, I was going to say back over where Liberty Square and Frontierland, where Liberty Square goes into Fantasyland there, where there's always that bottleneck, right? Like Small World.
Right, right. Or, yeah, right, like that boardwalk, you know, along the water in Frontierland, something like that.
Right, and even those areas, even on that day, I just avoided those areas and took the long way to get around, figuring there might still be a bottleneck there.
Yep.
So if you plan a little bit, you can still have a great time. You've still got all of the magic. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to go back again, and that I live close enough where it's just a 90-minute drive over there for me.
Lucky dog. Oh, no. That's a 2-hour, 20-minute flight. It's a lot better than the old 14-and-a-half-hour drive I used to make, so I can't complain.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't even like, when I go to see friends in Atlanta, I don't even like the 8-hour drive to Atlanta. I'd rather make the 90-minute flight.
Oh, no, I'm a snob like that, too, now. I hate driving. Like, I mean, Columbia's an hour and a half from here, and I'm just like, ugh. You know, and I used to drive all over the country because I would not get on a plane. Give me a plane any day. I'm getting too old.
Isn't that funny? Once you get on a plane, there's nothing better.
I still think it's
magic.
Some
people say that half of the vacation is the travel to the destination. And for me, my vacation is the destination. The sooner I get there, the better.
Well, see, I do. I love that. I tell Mallory this because I missed it for so long that I'm still like a kid when it comes to flying. The plane ride there is the first ride of the trip, and the plane ride home is the last ride of the trip, because I love taking pictures out the window. I love trying to find, you know, rivers and like when we're coming into Missouri or Kentucky or Tennessee. I love it. I love seeing our Earth. So I missed it for too long.
And I recognize the flight paths, especially when we're coming back. If I fly into the Sarasota airport instead of the Tampa airport, there's a flight path that takes me almost directly over my house. So I always look for that.
Same. We came right over the highway we live on. I didn't see the house, but I saw the highway this last trip. So it's fun.
Yep. Isn't that great?
It is. Well, Robert, hey, it's good to talk to you. I got to scoot, but give us a call and let us know how everything went. You stay safe and have a good time. Tell Mickey I said hello.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Great to talk to you.
Talk to you soon, brother. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, what a great show tonight. You guys are awesome. It's so fun to talk Disney with everybody. We do this every Sunday night. We're going to move it now like we have the last couple of weeks. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook or YouTube. Just search the Be Our Guest podcast. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when you are headed down to a Disney destination, support the show. Get free, amazing service at the same time. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, for some extra content, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at beourguestmike. And of course, Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest podcast. And we talked about this at the top of the show, but don't forget, join us on the Discord server. If you're watching live right now, check it out. Just go to brguestpodcast.com, right-hand side, click on Join the Discord server. Come on over for some chat. I'll be in there just a little bit later tonight, and I stay in there during the days, every day. It's a great way to stay in contact with fellow listeners of the show. All right, time to get out of here. I hope you had a great Sunday night. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in, called in. If you're joining us here on the feed on Thursday, hope your day is going well. Let's make it a great week. So Pam and Ricky aren't here, but they're thinking of you. I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.